Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Balak, the 16th day of Tammuz, Erev Shivas B'Tammuz. Let me therefore begin with a thought for the 3 weeks for Shivas B'Tammuz. In Sefer Zechariah, it would be wonderful to learn Perek Zayin and Perek Ches, which are really beautiful for us, and the whole Zechariah is beautiful. But let me tell you what happens in Perek Zayin and Perek Ches. In the beginning of Perek Zayin, we find Jews, Rashi says that Tzadikim, from Bavel, who send a message to Zechariah in Eretz Yisrael. And the message is that they have a Shaila. The Shaila is, Ha'efka Oid B'tzayim HaChamishi, Hayina Zer. Should I continue to weep on Tisha B'Av? Rashi says the Shaila was not just Tisha B'Av. The Shaila was all of the Tanaisim. They were asking, shouldn't we fast on all of these Tanaisim? Hayina Zer, should I separate from wine? Now that the Bayis Sheni is built, that was the Shaila. They sent from Babel to Zechariah, should I continue to observe the Tanaisim? In Perek Ches, it takes about 19 psukim in, but finally, Zechariah gets to the answer. And he says to them, Tzayim Raviv, Tzayim HaChamishi, Tzayim HaShaviv, Tzayim HaAsiri, the fifth and the fourth month, Shavuos B'Tammuz, the fifth month, Tisha B'Av, seventh month, San Gedalia, the tenth month, Asara B'Tavis, Yalochem, L'sasayin u'l'simcha u'l'mayadim tayvim will be for you for days of happiness and rejoicing and happy holidays. So that the Navi says, no more fasting. There are three difficulties, three kashas with this nevuah. Number one, why is the Shaila being addressed to the Navi? This is a Shaila, it should go to a Beis Din, it should go to the Sanhedrin, to the Gedali Yisrael, the members of the Anshei Knesset HaGedala were then in Eretz Yisrael. Ezra, Nehemiah, Mordechai, why is he asking the Navi? That's kasha number one. Kasha number two, the Bayis Sheni was still missing five major things, not just Chamisha Dvarim, but Chamisha Ikrim. There was no Gilu Shchina, there was no Arin, there was no Urim V'Tumim, there was no Ruach HaKodesh, and there was no Esh Min HaShemayim. So therefore, it would seem that the Bayis Sheni is not quite yet the day of rejoicing that it should be. And number three, even if it is, the Gemara says, Zavin v'zavin tagomikri. If you buy something for a dollar and sell it for a dollar, are you a businessman? You're back where you were. I asked the same kasha here. You had a bayis rishon, it was destroyed. You have a bayis sheni. I understand you don't fast. That's what they asked, should we fast? The Navi says, hold on a second. Don't fast? Guess what? They're going to be Yamin Tovim. Yamin Tovim? Sosin the Simcha. What's the grounds for Sosin the Simcha? The answer to this lies in a Yesod, which has a Mokim in a number of places. In Nach, most prominently by Chizkiyahu, by Rabbi Yecheskel HaNavi. Yecheskel HaNavi became a Navi shortly before the Churban, it was a Navi during the Churban. By one merit, Rav Tzadik writes in his pre-Tzadik on Sukkis that the Maila of Yecheskel, that he became a Navi during the Churban, was, and his Lashon is incredible, Kishahochu Yisrael Legoyla B'mar Nefesh, as Jews went to Golus broken, bitter, the Churban Bayis, Yecheskel went to Simcha Rabbah. What do you mean he went b'simcha rabba, with great joy? Yecheskel, with the kayach of nevuah, understood that Klal Yisrael with the Churban were in a mode of reset, of starting again. It was a reset button. They had schlepped along, not listening to Musar, and in the sewer of Avodah Zarah for so many years. And bang, with the destruction, Yecheskel understood there would be a new rebirth, a new energy, a new beginning, a new start, starting clean, starting anew. And that's what happened in Bavel. And Yecheskel Hanavi understood that. It's something similar to after the Holocaust. People came to America, everything was destroyed. People were broken. People were Marei Nefesh. There were a few special, special individuals, Gedolim, that had a Ruach HaKodesh, that understood that in America we're going to rebuild. We're going to be a rebirth. And they built the Sasein V'Simcha. That was what was special about Yecheskel B'Shas HaGolus. Returning here, is this a Shaila for a Beis Din? Of course, the Beis Din would say there's still room for sadness. After all, we don't yet have a return to the real Bayis Rishon. Eretz Yisrael is still in the hands of our enemies. Jews didn't control the land in the Bayis Sheni. Most of the Jews didn't return. The Ten Shvatim disappeared. Most of the Yidden and Bavel didn't come back. Halacha would say keep on fasting. But they went to the Navi. Because the Neviim had taught them, as Yecheskel did, that it's a time for new energy, a new beginning, a new start. Every end is a new beginning. Every divorce is an end, but then there's a new beginning. Every time Rachmana Litzlan, a relative, dies, it's an end. But then a person picks himself up and has a new beginning. The Koyach HaNevuah tells us, Mitzayim HaRaviv, Mitzayim HaChamishi, Mitzayim HaShri, Mitzayim HaSiri, Yiyu, L'Sasayin, U'L'Simcha, U'L'Me'adim, Toivim, times of rebirth, of new energy, and that's a reason to rejoice. We're back now after the Churban Bayis Sheni, but the words of the Navi ring in our ears. It's a time to build, to rebuild, to make things happen. As we come to a summer, after a period of a COVID period, a period that was just not normal, we should not be going back and saying, okay, we're back to where we were two summers ago. Most people will be doing that. Yechidim will say, no. It's a time to start again. A time for a new energy. A time to try to make things happen in a better way. Let me turn now to Parshas Balak and share with you an incredible gra on Parshas Balak, which I would not understand except that Rabbi Isaac Sher explains it in Lekas Yichas Musa. The gra says, we know that Bilam is compared to Moshe in Nevuah. But we find that Bilam is compared to Avraham Avinu in Pirkei Avos. It's Tamidav Shel Avraham Avinu, Tevei Ayin, and Tamidav Shel Bilam Arasha, Roi Ayin. What's the comparison between Avraham and Bilam? Says the Gra. Listen to this. In Aderes Eliyahu, Kishem Shenisnas Avraham Avinu, Basara Nisyainas, Va'amad Bekula, just like Avraham Avinu had 10 tests in which he succeeded, Kach Nisnas Bilam Arasha, Basara Nisyainas, V'nofal Bekula. He also had 10 tests. Now, where were his 10 tests? We have this one parsha, the story of Bilam. Where are the 10 tests? Says Rav Isaac Sher, incredibly, they're all in the parsha, except as follows. Avraham Avinu wanted to serve the Rabbi Nishalayim. He had 10 nisyaynas, things that would pull him away from serving Hashem, v'amad b'kulam, and he withstood the nisyaynas. Bilam Arasha was a different type of Asara Nisyanis. Bilam had a hatred for Kedusha, a hatred for the Jewish people. He wanted to do damage to Klal Yisrael. Hashem sent him 10 opportunities, 10 messages to not go. The initial message, don't go. Then Beyicharaf Hashem beBilam. And then the donkey, the incident with the donkey. And then seeing the Malach. And then 3 times when he wants to curse, a bracha comes into his mouth. And then Balak screams at him. Balak says, go home. Repeatedly, the Anisyanites, I counted 8 in my list that I just said. There's another 1 or 2. That Hashem put roadblocks to stop him. Nothing happened. Nafal Bekulam. He fell in all of them. Rashi tells us, when the Malach stood in front of Bilam, Malach shel rachamim hoya. This Malach, these were the Nisyanis of Bilam. The Malach said, don't go. Had he succeeded in listening to the Malach and not going, it would have been wonderful. He thinks the Malach is his enemy. Malach shel rachamim hoya. Sometimes Hashem sends us the Nisyanis to stop us from learning and davening, and we have to withstand it. And sometimes Hashem tries to save us from bad ideas, and we have to accept it. In Atarah LeMelech, Rapam writes in his piece on Shiduchim, that sometimes someone wants a Shidduch, and something happens that ruins it. Somebody says Lashon Hara about the boy, and the girl's not interested. Or sometimes the girl's just not interested. And the young man says, Rapam, Malach shel rachamim hoya. If the shidduch would have had to be, it would have been. It's that Malach shel rachamim hoya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes sends you a malach charba shlufa biyada, and he stops you from doing things. Do you know what's good and what's not good when clearly HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stopping something? Malach shel rachamim hoya. So the nesayin of Bilam is that sometimes when you have an idea and it's not such a good idea, and Kadosh Baruch Hu in his kindness stops you from doing it, puts roadblocks in your way from doing it, get the message. Get the message. So, 2 wonderful ideas of Chizuk. The idea of Zechariah Hanavi, the idea of starting again, every end is a beginning, and the idea of the Gra, the way Rabbi Isaac Sher explains it, beautifully, extraordinarily, a kishmak. Sometimes something's blocking you. Stop a minute. Maybe it's not a good idea. Maybe this malach is a malach shel rachamim. Don't be like Bilam. Don't be like Bilam. Accept. Accept what comes from Shemayim. And with that, I want to wish everyone an absolutely meaningful Shabbos Kodesh and an absolutely meaningful upcoming fast on Shavuos Betamis, that Kadosh Baruch Hu turned into true Sasa and the Simcha of Mayad Mutayvim for all of us. A good Shabbos to one and all.